you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Got a big party. Big field day. Track meet. We got a track meet. No, it's not a track meet. Kind of like a field trip. Sumter Amphitheater, that's in Papillion, right outside of Omaha, in case you're not familiar, in case you're traveling in for the show. It's going to be on Saturday, September 4th. Saturday night starts around 7 o'clock. Live music, comedy. Our own Nick Allen and our buddy Richard Reese are going to do some comedy. We are, the whole show is going to do a couple podcasts there. Our buddies Blue House, great band, rent-owned horns, they'll be there playing. Tickets are on sale now at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Got to be at least 18, but there will be alcohol and a bunch of food trucks. It's going to be a great party brought to you by 42 Degrees by your mom's house, 8 area locations.
And at some point, we'll have a Zoom conversation with Lewis Black. Yep. And Frank Caliendo.
Going to be a great party, too. A lot of fun. We haven't done a live broadcast in a long time. And this is a podcast, so you better hear it later on. And that means we could probably say some dirty words.
According to my notes here, this is an historic night.
I hope it ends up being that way. So, yeah, get your tickets now. TNTRadioEmpire.com. And join us at that big party. It's going to be fun.
That is going to be fun.
Yeah. Be cool to be out.
I'll just eat it up top real quick and get that out of the way.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, well, who's? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to follow you if you kick ass.
Oh, don't worry.
All right.
No, we'll put Richard first. I think we're gonna play some music between that.
Oh, good.
Because people will just be rolling in the aisles for too long.
You know? Right.
Once Nick shows over, they'll be too laughing, too much laugh. We can't have too much laughter, so the band will play then. I'm not sure actually how the set's gonna go, but you know, all that's gonna happen that night.
Today is Mick Jagger's birthday.
78. They're touring. See the dates this fall? I mean, nowhere near here. Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis. Closest, yeah.
Stadiums?
Yeah, U.S. Bank. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the way they're rolling for the rest of their career.
I think so.
If they're going out, they're going to do 15, 20 gigs, and they're going to be big gigs.
Right, right.
They're not even playing arenas anymore.
And their drummer's 80. Good for them.
Yeah.
Did you see that meme of them? It's a picture of the whole band, and three of them are dressed like rock stars, and one dude's just dressed like a mid-70s guy. They're like, I love how all the band, there's like one guy in the band that dresses like
it's Charlie.
Charlie Watts dresses like a man of 80 years old.
Right, he does.
Because he is.
He still does.
And then there's Mick and Keith and Ronnie and dressing Ronnie. Like
yeah, why not, man?
Like rock stars.
They're total rock stars, and he's just in like a golf pullover.
I know. He doesn't care. There was a great line I read about Charlie Watts recently, actually. 30, 40 years ago, Mick was somewhere saying, my drummer. And Charlie Watts grabbed him physically and said, no, you're my singer.
Nice.
I love that line. That's what we say when Craig's our news guy. He grabs us. So, no, you're my clowns.
With a K.
With a K. with a K.
I don't know what that means.
That's an old little callback from earlier.
I guess it is, yeah.
Reminds me of that Simpsons episode where Krusty, he does the Krusty comedy classic, but they're all Ks.
Yeah.
And just three giant Ks, and he walks out and turns around and goes, uh-oh.
I saw that, too.
That was in reference to the Lego walking bazoo. The clown.
Earlier. Yeah, listen to the whole show. And the podcast is out there everywhere, wherever you get your podcast.
That'd be some entertainment right there at the live show. Set up a pit full of Legos.
Yep.
And we walk through them.
I'm not doing it.
Not it.
No, we learned that it's easier to walk on broken glass.
Jackie Mason, 93. Have a names yet?
No.
Okay. LD, is he naked or still, or just not working?
I'm not sure. All right.
Could be both.
Yeah.
Researchers from the UK and the University of Otago in New Zealand have created, I guess this is, I don't know that if this is real. From what I read, it is real. They've created the Dental Slim Diet Control. They say it's the world's first weight loss device to help fight the global obesity epidemic. It is an intraoral device that restricts a person to a liquid diet. It just keeps your mouth closed.
That's people get their jaws wired shut.
But this is
extreme.
This is because people are asking for it,
right?
Not because they have to have it.
No, I know that. But
this uses magnetic devices with unique custom manufactured locking bolts to keep people's mouths shut. Apparently, the device is supposed to be installed by a dentist. It allows the wearer to open their mouths about 2 millimeters, restricting them to a liquid diet.
Well, Craig and I, Nick and I and Todd all realized that we drank too much during vacation. So is there a reverse of that? all you can do is actually put solid food in your mouth to keep you from getting too much alcohol.
That sounds more difficult.
It does sound a lot more difficult.
It would be a lot harder.
Invent that.
They say this device helps people establish new habits, allowing them to comply with a low-calorie diet for a period of time. It really kick-starts the process.
Can you undo that? Let's say you need to open your mouth in the event of an emergency of some kind.
You do that.
It would suck if your girl had one of these.
Yeah. Plus the holes big.
Yeah. Like if somebody had you in a headlock and you had to bite them in order to get out of it.
What do you do?
Have you seen the visual of this looking, Craig? I can't picture it.
It kind of looks like braces with a lock on the side.
Got it. All right.
It wouldn't be hard to talk.
All right. Yeah, we couldn't do it here, but
Where are the goats?
Now, to be fair, there was a period several years ago, 40 or 50 years ago, when they were wiring people's jaws together so that they could get weight loss, but that particular thing was abandoned because the way the body works, as soon as people were able to eat again, they just regained all the weight.
Plus,
you
can imagine... having your jaw wired shut on purpose where it's not like broke or anything like that and just keeping your mouth, not be able to just stretch your jaw. That sounds weird. What I'm talking about, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like when people break their arms sit sideways, bent in an L forever.
Yeah. How would you yawn through clenched teeth?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, might hurt you.
Yep.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right. Jackie Mason was picked by 37 players.
Thank you, LD.
Thank you very much. Biz Markie was picked by 6 players.
Is that just because they thought he was just... lives a bad lifestyle? Why would they pick him?
He was sick.
Yeah, he'd been in poor health for a while.
Right, he was sick, wasn't he?
Yeah, he had issues.
He was only 57, I read.
Right. 3-meter pube. Jeffrey Toobin's Zoom party had Biz Markie, just like life's little tragedies. Mountain Man 1958, right in the Snosberries, and I'm just not sure on that one, so I'm going to...
Save it for the podcast.
I will let that one go. All right. Has to do... Yeah.
Joe America's checking in.
Hey, Joe.
What's up?
Did you hear again you had a gig and you forgot?
No, I heard. I know about the gig.
Okay.
Do you need the sheet music for the Wiener Polka?
Oh yeah, did you heard.
You guys got that covered?
Oh no, we got that covered.
Okay,
that's easy.
All right.
Okay, I think Craig remembers the words.
Yeah, it's Wiener. Yeah. Mm. We're gonna write them all out there. Oh, it's gonna be like Wiener. It'll be
we'll have 40 cards.
40 Wieners on the page.
Are you going to make it a sing-along?
Perfect.
Or is it Craig's show?
Let Craig do it for a while. The crowd's probably naturally going to join in. But we'll let Craig do it for a while.
Right. Are we going to need cue cards for the crowd, and each of you hold up a
wiener?
Yes.
I like that.
Each of you have a single wiener on the...
Oh, yes. Yeah, and we raise the wiener at each time. Oh, great visual, Craig. Good job. Good job. Way to think.
Way to raise the wiener.
We'll have to contact the prop department.
Go ahead, Joe. Sorry. Joe's a drummer and the singer for Blue House, by the way, in case you don't know that. Go ahead.
And he's also hired musicians.
Yeah. To play with the drums.
Are you writing that down, Puss?
You're welcome for that, Joe.
Three cue cards.
Yeah, thank you very much.
He's saying wiener.
Right. Oh, I thought they were going to be pictures.
No.
He wants the pictures. Yeah.
Maybe a goat wiener. Get a goat wiener picture. And blow the one up in your wallet.
Yeah, you'd be the only one to recognize it.
Sorry, Joe. We're keeping you online here. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all right. I was calling, not that I need to do it. Mm-hmm. I was calling about the wiring the jaw shut or having so you can only open it so far.
Right.
And all I could think of is I could still fit bacon through that.
That's a good point. Yeah. You slide it through. So, leave like a quarter of an inch between my teeth.
Or he would just be reshaping sausage.
It might be liquid sausage. Oh, man.
That sounds
Steakums would
awful.
Make a comeback.
Thank you, Joe. All right. I can still fit bacon through there. Yeah, but then how are you going to chew? Your teeth are already wired shut. Mm. You have to swallow the bacon whole. That's probably not good.
Well, as Dr. Mina taught us, the saliva in our mouth start to break things down immediately. Leave it in there.
Let's hopefully for it. You choke to death.
And I'm guessing Joe has accidentally swallowed a whole slice of bacon whole before. Yeah.
Good point.
Just gets a little excited.
Right.
So you just lay there gurgling with a hunk of bacon.
Yeah.
Just treat your bacon like you would your Jolly Rancher. Listen, just let it
lose
dissolve.
Your weight's tough, I get it, but wiring your jaw shut. Oh, my God. Yeah. Wiener. I love that. Wiener. Yeah, I like that. Good visual, Craig.
Everybody on the left.
Are we going to have to practice that? Because, you know, that's a little timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You hate to see two wieners thrown up at once.
You'd hate to see that.
Right. It's just one wiener at a time.
My wiener will be on time. I got rhythm. You'll be off, I guarantee.
Oh, it's going to fail spectacularly.
Todd's wiener will be off. I don't know about Nick's rhythm. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, there's some of that that's really fast. It's wiener.
Yeah. You got to pay attention.
It's going to go off the rails quick.
Yeah. I think that's going to require a little extra rehearsal.
All right.
We are not the only ones not watching the Olympics.
I saw this.
Smallest audience in 33 years.
It's not because I realize every year, every 4 years, people bitch about the Olympics, but we all pay attention a little bit, just a little bit at least. And I think what Todd said was right. Not seeing crowds, it reminds all of us of how horrible, just a horrible year and a half we went through and still kind of going through it. And other sports in the U.S., there's crowds.
Right. And we thought that was over.
Baseball's crowds, you know, obviously basketball's in crowds, you know, football's going to have crowds.
Yeah, we thought COVID sports was over.
Yeah, and watching it on TV is like,
that we'd seen the last of COVID sports, and then we turned this on, and
I was watching a little bit of the skateboarding yesterday, or 2 days when it was, and that was weird too because there's no crowds around the outside watching the skateboard either. These guys just skateboarded by themselves with a camera on them.
Did you see the guy go nuts first into the rail?
I did. Oh, I saw that live. I saw that live at a bar.
Oh,
have they
awesome.
Have they reshown that yet? Because I haven't seen it.
I just saw the clip online.
Yeah.
And that was the headline, you know, Olympics already has skateboarder going nuts first into the railing.
He's on the ground. He slides into the legs are open. He gets up and walks it around. You think
he does?
Yeah.
He made it up, but man, yeah, that oof, looked horrible.
I was watching some of the BMX on the X Games,
yep,
and the dude who won the course was literally in his backyard.
Really?
So I don't know. I think it was somewhere in the Southwest, but he built, like, it was his course. They modified it for the competition, but like
his
house was right there.
It was a whole, yeah, he had home, yeah, course advantage. Mm-hmm. Hey, those guys make some money, man.
I think I saw that the skateboarding medal stand had like 2 13-year-olds on,
yep,
it.
Yep. There's a joke there, but I'm just going to stay away from that one.
Just look at you with the self-restraint.
Just stay away. Yeah, I don't know where to go with that joke.
I think the youngest
joke would have worked off the air.
Actually, the youngest and oldest Olympians are table tennis or ping pong.
Yeah, there's a 12-year-old like Algerian girl or
12
boy,
and then a 60-something,
yeah,
year,
yeah,
old.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch it until the Algerians show up.
Yeah.
I think that's the opposite of what that other guy.
That's right.
Our comedian friend BT, yeah, he follows motocross.
Total, man.
And on his Facebook, he's like, that. Worst part of the sport. There was a 14-year-old kid that died in an accident.
Yeah. I know he loves that sport, but it is dangerous.
Yeah, I don't think I'd watch it if there was a possibility that a 14-year-old's going to die.
He was 14. I saw that post too, BT. He's the worst part of the sport. I said, well, I would hope that'd be the worst part.
Right. Yeah, children dying? Yeah. That's horrible.
It sounded kind of obvious.
Yeah, what would be worse than that?
Not much.
John Rahm out of the Olympics.
Was he vaccinated?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
After he lost the
first time,
the
right,
paycheck, yeah, the first time, he got vaccinated.
He was actually half vaccinated at that point. And he got the second one.
Bryson DeChambeau withdrawing.
Did he?
Tested positive.
Was he vaccinated?
Yeah, they said both these guys, okay, were.
Yeah. Now, once again, they have no symptoms whatsoever. I'm still convinced that one of us might have had it since the vaccine, and we didn't know.
Yeah.
That's why you get the vaccine.
It's possible.
That's why you get the vaccine.
Well, yeah, because you can show no symptoms or die.
Yeah, there's a lot of no symptom people out there that vaccinated and didn't get sick. That's what vaccines are for. Like, I haven't had chicken pox since I got the vaccine.
Yeah, you don't know.
No, you can't. I don't think
you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know, but you're not sick. That's all they care about is not being sick and dying.
Well, that's what I understand. The vaccine wards off the virus.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. That's how those things work.
Yeah. Makeup sales are up.
Oh, because everybody stayed in their house with their face mask on.
Yep. Nearly 3 out of 4 shoppers say they plan to spend more on makeup this year than they did last year.
I like Bush's blush. The new stuff you got's good.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
He's flipped me off. He heard your blush.
Is that a rosé?
I didn't say anything about the goat having blush.
The goat doesn't blush.
No.
The goat makes him blush.
Bush should be a little more generous with the lipstick,
though. Yeah. On the goat or puss?
On himself.
Okay.
Bush should make an effort to look pretty for us. He used to.
He did used to.
And now it just seems like he doesn't care anymore.
No.
Just letting himself go.
I was so relieved this morning when I don't have to shower.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I didn't.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Oh, it's a great way of life.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, the morning, not the shower is a good
way. I will later.
Yeah.
Riveting.
Nope.
TV station in South Korea apologizing after using inappropriate images to describe countries during the opening ceremonies of the Olympic Games.
Are they doing stereotypical stuff?
The broadcasting company NBC used an image of Chernobyl to describe Ukraine.
Whoops.
Oh, pizza to describe Italy.
Why not?
Upheaval to describe Haiti. And salmon for Norway athletes entered the stadium.
What about us?
In captioning, the station described Syria as a country that had been in civil war for a decade and the Marshall Islands as once a nuclear test site for the United States.
Man.
Well, none of these are really inaccurate.
They're not, but it's...
No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Who are they pissed at? It's just being... What country was just did this?
South Korea.
Okay.
We had, like, Chernobyl. Yeah. It's like, you don't have to pick the worst thing that's happened in that country.
No. Yeah, were they trying to be clever?
That's what I think.
One assumes. Yeah. Although, I just can't speak to the
South Koreans.
South Koreans, yeah.
You would think that, with it could very easily be stereotypical towards South Koreans, too. You know, like they eat dogs.
Yeah, like that.
Right. Yeah, like that.
Used a picture of Dracula for Romania.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny.
Wow, come on, that's Transylvania.
It is Transylvania, but that's in Romania. Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is apparently South Korea funny.
Right.
Let's be.
Well, they are the funniest Koreans. They're funny than North Koreans.
I bet there's some pretty funny gallows humor in North Korea.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just a deal.
Right. Yeah, except it's actually at a gallows.
Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah, you're hungry and you have to talk about the dictator all the time. Yeah, That'd be brutal. Yeah.
Try the dictators. They're great.
Thank you. Dr. Dre has to pay his wife over $3 million a year in spousal support.
That's a nice gig.
Yep. $293,000 a month. Plus health insurance,
man. And
you got to pay for the Malibu and the Pacific Palisades home.
Oh, man. Both of them.
Yeah. Now then, there are ways that he can get out of this. She can get married or she can get into a new domestic partnership.
It ain't going to happen.
I don't know what new domestic partnership means.
Moving a person in.
Yeah.
Yeah. That ain't going to happen.
I think people have found ways around that before where they're not officially married. So you're still,
sure.
You get the payments.
She's never going to get married. Why get married? The guy that she's with doesn't want to get married either. Of course, you all live in a different apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you stay completely rich your whole life.
That's a ton of money.
Oh, she banged Dr.
He's
Dre
got
for
it,
long. Yeah, he's got tons of money.
Yeah. How much?
$3 million a year.
$3 million a year. And the two houses are hers, too, obviously. So, oh, plus, I love that. Plus health insurance. Like, she can't afford her health insurance on $3 million a year. Excuse me, a year, right.
Health insurance is expensive.
I get it.
Oh, yeah. That could cost her upwards of $6,000-$7,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, it's a pain in the ass for Dre.
He
has to pay her $3 million a year, plus he's getting bills for co-pays and stuff.
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, that's right. It's not the employer's not throwing in half there. So it could
she's doing her own.
Right. It could be $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
Hell of a lot more than that.
Yeah. Really?
Easily. Nothing.
No, I don't. I just know what comes out of my check.
Which is a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah.
I do, yeah.
Apparently Coke Zero changed their formula, and now they're worried that people won't like it.
I didn't like it to begin with. I didn't understand why it exists when there's Coke, Diet Coke. They both have zero calories. Diet Coke tastes better.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
I don't know.
I never understood why they called it, because they said it tasted more like regular Coke. I couldn't taste a regular Coke right now. It would be too sweet. But I don't get why it existed, because Diet Coke has zero calories, and so does Coke Zero.
And no sugar.
Right. Neither one has sugar.
Yeah, I've got no idea on this.
Here do I.
I've let go of all pop.
And who are they going to piss off with this? Are there like ardent Coke Zero fans? They changed it.
Any kind of product, there's an ardent fan.
Yeah.
You know, there's always somebody bitching. Don't you hate that? There's always somebody bitching.
What assholes.
I hate dudes like that. Jesus, come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.